From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. The Missouri Supreme Court is considering two cases related to LGBT rights that were argued before the court today. Lawyers said Missouri's Human Rights Act can be interpreted to protect gay, lesbian, and transgender people. The act prohibits discrimination related to religion, race, sex, and other categories, but it does not specifically ban discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. One case involves a transgender boy kept from a boy's locker room, and the other involves a gay man who said he was discriminated against as a state employee. Their lawyer said their experiences could be classified as sex discrimination. Lawyers for the district and the State Human Rights Commission said sex discrimination should be interpreted more narrowly. It is not clear when the court will issue rulings in the cases. A Missouri Senate committee has unanimously approved Bill Burks of Joplin, a Republican, to fill one of the vacancies on the State Ethics Commission. But St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports his confirmation by the full Senate is being delayed.
That's because Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard wants to keep a 50-50 balance of Democrats and Republicans on the commission.
Bill's agreed to that. He understands what's going on. He's going to the hearings, understand whose staff is and other members. And so he's ready to serve once we get that other appointment.
Right now, there are four commissioners evenly split among both parties. Meanwhile, the Missouri Ethics Commission on Wednesday held its first meeting since regaining enough members to vote on complaints. They did not take any action on a pending complaint filed against Governor Eric Greitens over accessing a donor list from a charity he founded years ago. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The National Drug Takeback event is Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can bring any expired or unused medications to several locations across Boone County. Eric Stan is the Community Relations Specialist for Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services.
We support this effort to prevent prescription pills from being lost, stolen, or misused. And this effort also keeps these medications from being improperly disposed of in ways that can hurt the environment.
Needles and other sharps will not be collected at the event. Pharmaceuticals can also be disposed of at the City of Columbia Household Hazardous Waste Site on the first and third Saturdays of every month until November. Drop-off locations can be found on the Boone County Sheriff's website. The Missouri Department of Conservation is advising motorists to keep an eye out for turtles crossing the road this spring. KBIA's Kyle Brown explains what you should do if you cross paths with a turtle while driving.
Turtles in Missouri aren't just crossing the road to get to the other side. Joe Jarek, a spokesman for the Department of Conservation, says warmer weather brings turtles out of their burrows in search of food and mates. And sometimes they wander onto the road. Jarek says motorists should avoid hitting turtles and brake if it is safe to do so. He also has advice for people who want to help them along.
Make sure you can safely move it with traffic, and if you do move a turtle across a road, please move it in the direction that it was heading, or else it'll just turn back around and cross the road again.
Box turtles and snapping turtles are among the most common species spotted in Missouri. Habitat loss has contributed to a statewide decline in turtle populations, according to the Department of Conservation. Kyle Brown, KBIA News.
A 34-year-old Florissant man has been charged with knocking over more than 100 gravestones at a historic Jewish cemetery in February 2017. Alzado Harris faces a single felony count for the vandalism at Hesed Shel Emeth Cemetery in University City. The incident drew national attention because it came at a time of rising anti-Semitism, but prosecutors say Harris was simply drunk and mad. Harris has a long criminal record. Investigators connected him to the crime using DNA found on a coat at the scene, and prosecutors say he confessed in a taped interview. An increase of restaurants with outdoor seating is adding to the bustle of sidewalks in downtown Columbia, but some are technically violating city ordinances. The Columbia, Missouri reports that the Downtown Community Improvement District is looking to change sidewalk codes. It wants to ensure all restaurants comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act and accommodate foot traffic. Katie Essing is the executive director of the Downtown CID. She led a discussion about the issue at yesterday's Downtown Columbia Leadership Council meeting. Essing said the rules are nearly a decade old and need updating. Currently, restaurants with outdoor seating must leave a 60-inch path along the sidewalk. Additionally, if a restaurant wants to have a barrier for its dining area, it must use either black steel chains and poles or picket-style fencing, which cannot be permanently anchored to the sidewalk. Beatrice Costa-Lima, KBIA News, Columbia.